Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
The most common questions I get from job seekers have to do with salary. My advice is simple. Never accept a job offer when it's made. Always ask potential employers to put their offer in writing. Tell them that you'll review it and get back to them within a few days. They'll understand. And it'll make them think that perhaps you're considering several competing offers. Even if you're not, it's a good strategy to make employers think you are. That way, you don't seem desperate to get hired. It makes employers think that whatever offer they make will have to be better than the others you already have. You can often get a better offer by making employers think they're competing for you. And remember, never discuss or negotiate salary or other benefits until you have a firm offer.
Number 83. What does the woman claim she is asked about most often? Number 84. What does the woman suggest that job seekers do? Number 85. What are job seekers advised about benefits? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
You'll be responsible for a lot in this job. You'll be on the phone a lot, following up sales leads and finding new accounts, but you'll also do some traveling, going to conferences and trade shows, visiting customers, and so on. You'll also be responsible for entertaining clients when they're in town visiting us. It'll be up to you to make all the appointments and travel arrangements, so you'll need to be very organized. Be sure you keep all your receipts for any expenses. Nancy in accounting can be very picky about expense reports. I'll show you how to fill out one of those later. In the meantime, let's go over to personnel and get you your ID card. You'll need that to get in and out of the building.
Number 86. What does the speaker say about the job? Number 87. What is said about Nancy? Number 88. What does the man say he will do later?